Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a favorite book of theirs on the air. First today, a listener from Muncie.
Bill Bryson introduces his recent book, A Short History of Nearly Everything, published in 2003, as follows. Welcome and congratulations. I am delighted that you could make it. Getting here wasn't easy, I know. In fact, I suspect it was a little tougher than you realize. To begin with, for you to be here now, trillions of drifting atoms had somehow to assemble in an intriguingly obliging manner to create you. It's an arrangement so specialized and particular that it has never been tried before and will only exist this once. In this lighthearted manner, he traces the formation of hydrogen and helium atoms from the Big Bang to the formation of the other elements in supernovas. He describes the formation of our solar system and then planets and the origin and evolution of life and ultimately our own species. A man unlettered in science, Bryson spent 3 years questioning astronomers, astrophysicists, geologists, geophysicists, anthropologists, evolutionary biologists, geneticists, and others on several continents and absorbing the details of the history of science as well. The result is a wonderfully entertaining revelation of what the scientists he met and their predecessors, people like Newton, Rutherford, Darwin, Mendeleev, Watson and Crick, and of course Einstein, have discovered. Bryson has synthesized and summarized in this book the evidence on which the major advances in the sciences were based. Bryson also reveals the personalities and foibles of those who understood the significance and application of those data. He concludes by emphasizing that the universe we know today, and all within it, owe their existence to a unique balance of forces and a fortuitous sequence of events. In other words, we are awfully lucky to be here. I'm Hal Repke for BookSpeak.
Next up, with a slightly different take, is a listener from Marion.
It seems disingenuous to ask about one's favorite book. Can I omit Huckleberry Finn? War and Peace, The Brothers Karamazov? Should I omit The Hoosiers, Vonnegut, and Dreiser? How could I omit The Wonderful Hunchback of Notre Dame? Moby Dick is one of my favorites, but so is All Quiet on the Western Front and The Guns of August. What if I limit the question to what I've read in the past year? I probably liked Freakonomics best, but I thought The Language of God was well worth reading. I'll always enjoy Catcher in the Rye, and the books of J.P. Donlevy. I really like the description of justice and law in the Oxbow incident. Children's books. I like Harold and the Purple Crayon, Something Queer is Going On, and the Madeline books, among others. So, rather than telling what is my favorite book, let me tell you about the worst book I read in the past year, The Celestine Prophecy. As one critic on the internet said, it was tripe. There was no art in the use of language, no beautiful metaphors or allegories, no imaginative choices for the names of the characters. If one reads it as providing insight into how one can improve one's life, and that metaphors, etc., are not the point, the book fails there as well. It is the worst sort of pablum, and the author and others conclude its worth is supported by the weeks it was on the bestseller list. The insights he manufactured are silly. The theories of a coincidence and vibration. Well, I read it. His identification of interrogators and intimidators within families as some sort of valuable psychological tools was frustrating. The funniest and saddest thing in all this is that he published a study guide. I can understand using a study guide for Ulysses, but not for this book. I've read Camus, Sartre, Hemingway. Short, simple sentences can express great ideas beautifully. Consider The Great Gatsby and The Sun Also Rises. Faulkner was a great writer. I don't expect Celestine to measure up to these writers, but it hardly measures up to anything. I'm Don Leslie for BookSpeak.
You too can review your favorite book on the air. Just visit our website, bsu.edu/IPR, for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided in part by a grant from the Newcastle Henry County Community Foundation and the Delaware County Community Foundation. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak. I'm Brian Eckstein.